Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In your bulletin is an outline of the sermon, the points that I want to make for this Reformation celebration 2018. And the lyrics in that hymn are just so awesome. I love that last one, that no matter what they take away from us because of the work of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God belongs to us. How powerful is that? Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my favorite theologians likes to say, if you want to get a taste of real life in the culture we live in, you look to the artists and the art of the day. And so in 2008, outlaw country singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson released a song called The High Cost of Living. And in that song, he tells the story of a guy who had a good life with a wife, a house, a good job. But within all of this stuff, he began to feel trapped in what he calls a normal routine with obligations and responsibilities. And so out of this wandering mentality, he trades all that in for what at first seems to be a more exciting life, one that is based on a life with no schedule, but also a life that involves heavy drug use and finding comfort in the arms of other women. So this song is a reflection of the huge mistakes that the man has made and how regretful he is of these mistakes and how much he's lost and how bad things have gotten in his life. And this is all reflected in the line of the chorus where he sings, "The high cost of living ain't nothing like the cost of living high." And I read a number of articles about this song and about Jamie and the point that he's making in it. And I love what some of the writers of these articles had to say about them. This song, which is a wake-up call to anyone who will listen to this warning about trading in something that is really good for something that will destroy you. And the best one that I saw was a reviewer that said, Jamie gets down to the questions which are at the heart of this song, and they are, how did I get to this point? And how did things get so bad that this is where I am now? And I think those questions and the warning that is at the heart of that song is so applicable to what we are celebrating here today, Reformation 2018. Because as Martin Luther searched through the scriptures, he saw what the Word of God had to actually say, and he realized that the church had traded in something really good. In fact, it was instituted by God for something that was destructive. What the church was promoting and teaching at that time had gotten so bad that Luther asked those questions, how did we get to this point? And how did things get so bad that this is where we are now? And it's through the wake-up call of the gospel that Luther and those who supported him made it their priority to get the Church of Jesus Christ back to the place where it was always supposed to be. And praise God Almighty, that's exactly what he empowered them to do. Through this movement, God brought forth the truth of his word, his plan of salvation, and the right focus of salvation through faith in his son Jesus Christ, brought that back to the forefront of the church. And now we have the truth of God all around us in its full power, like it's supposed to be. And it's a way of believing that is so powerful that it changes our lives this very day. And it's so powerful that we can share this message of redemption and salvation through Jesus Christ with people like the one Jamie is singing about in that song. And let them know that there, this place of burden, these mistakes that you have, this remorse that you have, that is not where you have to stay. There is a whole new way of life that is open up to you now, and that's what we're here to celebrate this day. So 501st anniversary of the Reformation, where a theological outlaw, a priest named Martin Luther, tacked his 95 theses up to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany, and through the power of God, changed the world forever. His motive was simple. He wanted the world to know, you don't have to live in the prison of your sins. You don't have to live in the trap of trying to get free from the burdens of your sins by trying to be good enough. His message was, there is no way that man can get free of those things and gain credit with God or win his approval through himself and his works. But man can receive through faith, God's gift of grace, God's gift of forgiveness, God's gift of eternal life, earned by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is what Luther, better yet, never mind some dude over in Europe, 600, 500 years ago, whatever. It's what God Almighty himself wants the world to know and live in. And this is what we get to live in and share with the world. You know, the other night, Monday night, after our elders meeting, which we were having in this very room, a couple of us were standing around after the fact talking about what you tell somebody who, like Jamie Johnson, is maybe coming to church for the first time. Or maybe somebody's been gone for 25 years or so and they're back here and their life, they know it's not where it should be. They're drowning in the regret of their mistakes. What do you say to them when they're here and they ask you what they can do to make their sinful life right? You tell them this: there's nothing you can do. And that is great news, because you can't do that heavy lifting to take care of the problem of your sins. But somebody who can do all the heavy lifting has done exactly that very thing. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me tell you a little bit about him. So let's go to the outline. First blanks. We don't, in fact, we can't earn salvation. We are saved only by faith in Jesus Christ. And it's crucial for us to stay spiritually focused on the right things so that we don't ever trade in something good for something destructive. Some crazy stuff going on in the church of that day. They taught that much of your salvation was up to you. And on top of that, the church was selling these pieces of paper called indulgences. And the way they were promoted was that if you bought one of these things, you could free yourself or a loved one from this place called purgatory, this place in between heaven and earth. And if you kept buying enough of these things, it would earn you more salvation. Just one problem with all of those things. They're all anti-scriptural. There's nothing in scripture that ever says this. In fact, that's why the Bible says just the opposite, which is our epistle for today. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Well, faith in what? Your goodness? Faith in your stuff and what you can do? No, faith that Jesus has taken care of all of this stuff for you for eternal life. And when God says that his son has done everything, that's exactly what he means. He has done everything. That's how this works. So let's keep going in the outline with what this means for you and me. When we believe in Jesus Christ, God gives us credit for his work. When you take this teaching out of the church, you take Jesus out of the church. And just a side note here, without Jesus, churches are kind of dumb. They're not really worth much. They're not even really all that great of a country club or anything like that. There's no point for them. Back to this. The Reformation brought the true message of salvation back into the church. And that's one of the great gifts of the Reformation. It got us back to the Word of God, where God's Word spells everything out clearly, and it tells you and me about the plan of salvation and our place in it. And that is a blessing. But that clarity was lost before the Reformation. The church of that time, God was confusing to people. What God wanted was unclear to people. God's plan of salvation was a mystery. In fact, things had gotten so confusing that people were scared into buying these pieces of paper, thinking that they would save them. And so the Word tells us that if we think we deserve heaven because of our greatness, or because of our stuff, or because we bought the right piece of paper, it says, no, 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 that's not how this works. And on the flip side of that, it tells us if we think that we are just garbage people that God Almighty hates, it never lets us go there. It gets down to the main point, and it says that in Jesus Christ, you are something new now. Rest on him and trust in him. And that's the difference between what the world celebrates at this time of year and what the church does at this time of year. Because what the church is operating in is real. It's defined by God. It's told to you by God Almighty. What the world is going to do in a couple days is what? Well, let's go to this next blank. Halloween is for pretending to be something we are not and hiding who we are. Reformation Day is for rejoicing in the new person we truly are and for celebrating everything we are in Jesus Christ. And that message of who we are in God's eyes because of Christ, that had been lost. And God was determined to make sure that that message was not lost, because he knows what his kids, you and me, have to go through in this life. He knows the struggles that we have in this world. And even today, after the clear message of salvation has been taken to the ends of the earth, we still get this wrong a lot of the time. We still get tempted to kind of miss the point that our God wants us to live in. If I could go back to the opening here in that song that I referenced, Jamie talks about sitting in the parking lot of a church and getting high. And while he's doing all of that, he is looking at a cross that's somewhere on the church grounds. And he makes the point in the song that the cross is a reminder to him that he was lost somewhere in his sins. And then he goes a step further and says, the cross never seemed to point the way to where he ought to be. And that's actually the message that can still get lost even today. That the cross of Jesus Christ is some symbol. That's just one more reminder about how we aren't all that good. It's just a punch from God to our guts that, hey, you don't stack up. But that's not what the cross of Jesus Christ is at all. It actually is the answer to everything we go through and that we face in life. And that's what I want to tell the world. That's what we're called to tell the world when they are feeling lost. Do you want to know who you are in God's plan? Look to the cross. Do you want to know how God feels about you? Does he love you or not? Look at the cross. Do you want to know where you find the power for facing the struggles of day-to-day life in this broken world? Look at the cross of Jesus Christ. And what it tells you is that all of our sins are old news. Our future is assured. God loves us that much, and he sent his son, our brother, Jesus Christ, who willingly threw down his life so that we could be with him forever. It tells us our future is so certain that we can bank everything we have on that. We know where we stand in God's plan of everything now. You can't get that from your money. You can't get that from your stuff. You can't get that from your status in this world. You only get that from Christ and what he has done. So your next blanks, through faith in Christ, you have conquered all the troubles of the sinful world. And this means a powerful new way of living when everything in life comes apart at the seams. When you're staring at the cross, you are looking at the receipt for your eternal life. Let it guide your way. Because of Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. Because of Christ, the powers of hell, sin, and death are no match for anyone who believes in him. And that's what's offered to you through faith. And that's why it was so important for the Reformation to happen, because the truth of God had been lost in the church. There absolutely is a high cost of living for you and me, but guess what? That high cost of living both here and forever has been paid for us by the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's available to anybody who will stop boxing him out of their lives. And so God calls us today, live in the freedom from our sins that he brings us. And that's what he wants us to know. That's what he wants us to live in. And it's what he wants us to hold on to and never let get distorted again. A favorite movie of mine that I think is so ridiculous that it borders on genius is the Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short movie, The Three Amigos. And apparently there's about as many Three Amigos fans in here as there were in the 8 o'clock service, which is very few, apparently. But in this movie, the Three Amigos try and save a small, defenseless Mexican village from the notorious bandit El Guapo and his gang of thugs, who on a constant basis are threatening their lives, even killing some of them, and threatening their way of living on a daily basis. So at one point in the movie, as they're standing up to El Guapo, Steve Martin's character makes a speech to rally everybody together as they get ready to battle El Guapo and his gang. And he says this, "In a way, all of us has an El Guapo to face. For some, shyness is their El Guapo. For others, a lack of education might be their El Guapo. For us, El Guapo is a big, dangerous man who wants to kill us." And see, I love that scene because theologically speaking, that's it. Our spiritual realities are that plain and that simple. There aren't metaphors here. This isn't figurative language. This isn't symbolic. We have real enemies, sin, death, and the devil, and they all want to kill us for eternity. But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to earth. He died on the cross to pay for your sins. He walked out of his tomb 3 days later so that you could defeat death. And he ascended into heaven where he is working as your agent to make sure that you have everything you need so that we can spend eternity with him in a place where there are no enemies. That's about as simple as it gets. And that's what our God wants us to know. And that's what the Reformation is all about. Getting that life-changing truth of God in front of people so that they can receive the freedom from their sins that God wants us to live in. The freedom made possible by Christ. And because the Son of God paid that high cost of living for us, we have freedom to live in a way that the enemy cannot overcome. But that doesn't mean he's not going to try and get you. So here's what you do when he tries that very thing. When he tries to attack you and accuse you, we simply remind him, like a paraphrase of what Brother Martin said one time, and this is your last blank. So when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this: I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God, and where he is, there I shall be also. God bless us to live in it, to share it, to protect it, and to let this message of salvation through Jesus Christ change us and change the world that we live in. God bless it to be so. Amen.